Hi, this is Alan Chartok in the Congressional Corner with New York State Senator Alessandra Biaggi of the 34th District, and she's a Democrat running for Congress in a primary in New York's new 17th District. What do you do about Russia's invasion of Ukraine?
Well, I mean, I think there's a few things that we can do, and I'm really glad to be able to talk about this with you. I mean, the first thing I will just say here is that I am grateful for President Biden's response to Russia's invasion of Ukraine, specifically because he really did attempt to exhaust all diplomatic and economic solutions. And I think that when it became clear that Russia was not willing to act in good faith, which I don't think was a surprise to any, having imposed sanctions was, I believe, the correct response. I also think it's important that, you know, those of us who are watching this unfold understand the importance of aid to Ukraine, but aid to Ukraine in addition to the aid that all of our allies are also collectively giving to Ukraine to be able to defend themselves against this savagery, because that is exactly what it is, and to be able to, you know, defend their democracy in that country. I will say, too, that, you know, it's important in the United States that we are being welcoming of any of the refugees who are leaving Ukraine to come to the United States, and being really thoughtful about how we are responding. However, I will also say that I do think it's an important moment to pause and think about how we can use this geopolitical incident as a way to wean ourselves off of our reliance on fossil fuels. And so I think that finally what is happening as we're watching, you know, the United States Senate unfold, it seems like we're getting really close to one of the largest investments in clean energy, green energy, and an addressing of the climate crisis that we've seen in a very, very, very long time. If that goes through, that will be an incredible, momentous reaction and response to what's going on with regard to our climate crisis. But it is absolutely intimately tied to how gas prices have risen because of Russia's invasion in Ukraine, and how the United States has had to really respond almost immediately to try to lessen the burden on Americans who are going to the gas pump. And so this is a critical moment. I really hope that the legislation passes and is, you know, ends up on President Biden's desk. We will see what happens in the next few days, but it seems promising. And I think that this is exactly the kind of leadership that people expect from the people in Washington.
So following up on that, Alessandra Biaggi, how would you rate President Biden's performance so far?
On a scale of what, Alan?
1 to 10.
1 to 10. Okay. Well, I would probably say about between 70 and 80%. Mm-hmm. And the reason for that is because I think that to say that someone has done 100% of the job that you would do 100% of the time is unreasonable. I think that even our own allies, we don't agree with them 10 out of 10 of the time. And so I would probably, within that range is how I would address him. But I think that on a lot of the issues that many people care about, he's been responsive. I think that on the issue of our rights being overturned with Roe, I think some of us really want to see more urgency, more forcefulness, more political acuity, as we always seem to see on the other side. Obviously, time will tell to see what additional actions the president can take. But I'll just tell you one that I would love to see him take, specifically around the issue of abortion rights. And that would be to, you know, put out a statement and to be very clear about his desire for the FDA to remove abortion pills from the REMS list, which keeps them on a list with opioids and makes it really hard to have access to abortion pills. Another thing he could do is to call for the expansion of the Supreme Court. Why does it matter that he do that? Because history has proven that when presidents have done that, it sends a chilling effect to the other party's actions and their radical nature of the other side. It's important that we as Democrats show that forcefulness, and these are some of the ways that President Biden can do that.
And do you think the Supreme Court of the United States is now so in the Republican sphere of influence that things have gotten really dangerous?
This Supreme Court is an incredibly dangerous Supreme Court. I think it's important that people see that very clearly. I think people are seeing that very clearly. And I want to be really clear about why I have that position. we have six justices who are making decisions for 330 million Americans, mm-hmm. more than half of whom believe that the rights that have been rolled back are rights that they believe they should have. It is a radical court, it is a far right court, and it is representative of a minority opinion. And that's why it's important that we rebalance the court so that it can actually get back to doing the job that we all want the Supreme Court to do, but that it's right now incapable of doing because of the imbalance of power.
And so how do you do that? Do you increase the size of the Supreme Court?
Well, I think one of the things we can do is to increase the size of the Supreme Court. Absolutely. We can also issue term limits. There's a bill currently, I believe Representative Ro Khanna holds that bill. The term limits are proposed as 18 years. And just to go back to the expanding of the court, that is also a bill that is currently co-sponsored by Congressman Nadler and Congressman Jones. We also can do ethics reform. Congress can pass ethics reform so that there's a code of conduct for Supreme Court justices to take, because there currently isn't one. We also can do something else that, again, goes back to something that I really keep responding to, which is accountability. Accountability for justices that perjured themselves during their confirmation hearings, accountability for justices that don't recuse themselves during conflicts of interest in cases that they shouldn't be ruling on. We have to be really clear about our institutions and the allowance of people to blur the lines and the rules, because once we allow that to happen, it starts to disintegrate all of the foundation that the institution has the credibility to get from all of us in the public. And frankly, it harms our democracy.
Ian, how are we doing? Alessandra Biaggi, I want to know this. Would you support Nancy Pelosi as the Democratic leader if you were to get into Congress?
I think it's time for a change, Alan. And I think that part of why I feel that way is because it really is important that this party build a bench of leaders. I want to be very clear that I respect Speaker Pelosi in many different ways. I understand inside this political system how hard it is, how absolutely difficult it is for anybody to rise the ranks, especially a woman in the time that she got into politics. It's an incredible, momentous, historic achievement to have become the Speaker of the House. That being said, it is time for a new generation to be able to lead. And I think the longer that we delay that, the longer that we delay our party being as strong as possible. Now, that being said, what I want to see in the leaders who've been in office for a long time, longer than many of us have been in office, is a mentoring, is a training, is an embracing of a new generation so that we understand how to be as strong as possible according to the things that they've all learned. And that wisdom will guide us, but we have to have a willingness from the older generation who have been there for a long time. And unfortunately, we don't always see that.
And where did you go to college?
I went to NYU undergrad, and I went to Fordham Law School.
That's great. And everybody in your family must be very proud of you. You are carrying the torch, and sounds great to me. Thank you so much, Alessandra Biaggi, for being with us. It's a terrific program that you're espousing, and I'm very proud of you. Thanks so much.
Thank you so much, Alan. It's been such a pleasure to talk to you today.